You're listening to Direction for Life broadcast with Drs. Herbert and Marcia Bailey. For more information, visit rightdirection.info. We hope you enjoy today's broadcast.
Today's message is No More Curse by Dr. Herbert Bailey.
The book of Revelation, the 22nd chapter. I told our first service back in the day when I came up in the church, preachers didn't deal with Revelation. And so any preacher that would dare even refer to Revelation as part of his text, the church would start going through, all right now, you better preach that thing. Just because the preacher dared go to Revelation, because nobody dealt with Revelation, because we didn't know what Revelation was talking about. And so if anybody dealt with Revelation, you know he must be a heavy kind of preacher. But y'all used the word here, so ain't no big deal. Revelation, 22nd chapter. Starting in verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it and on either side of the river was there the tree of life. Everybody say the tree of life. If you have your own Bible or if you have a paper Bible, underline that or highlight the tree of life, because that's a part of this teaching that we're going to be doing. We're going to make reference to the tree of life. Tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree, which tree? The tree of life. The leaves from the tree of life were for the healing of the nation. And there was no more curse. Everybody say no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him. And I want to lift up out of that verse 3, no more curse. Where the tree of life is, there's no more curse. Now, of course, this is talking about eschatology, the end times after new heaven and new earth, and as in living in what we would refer to in loose terms, heaven, that there'll be a tree of life there. And as a result of the tree of life, there'll be no more curse. So mankind started off blessed and not cursed. God created man to be blessed. Say that. Say, I was created to be blessed and walk in the blessing. God started man off blessed. Let's go back and look to how God intended things to be. I often go back to that because, see, what you have to understand, if you want to know how you're supposed to live since you got saved, you got to go back to Genesis, the first and second chapter before man sinned, and we get an image of what God intended for us. What God intended for us, how he intended us to live, how he intended for things to be. When they come asking Jesus about divorce, Jesus said, yeah, Moses allowed divorce. He said, but that's not what God intended from the beginning. And I don't know about you. I want what God wants. I want to live my life as God intended me to live it. I want what God intended for me to have. I want my marriage to be the kind of marriage God intended it to be. I want my family to be the kind of family that God intended it to be. I want my children to be blessed the way God intended for them to be blessed. I don't know about you, but I want God's intentions fulfilled in my life. It's not enough for me to say, oh, well, that's in the Bible. But people say stuff like, but we got to live right here, right now. Well, the Bible's for right here, right now. It comes from the mind of God. And you didn't say the mind of God is not limited to time and space. God already knew everything that was going to happen. He knew who was going to run for president. Amen. So mankind started off blessed, not cursed. Say, I'm supposed to be blessed, not cursed. So let's look at Genesis. Genesis 1st chapter, verse 27, 28. And so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Mankind. Male and female created he them. And God did what? God blessed them. That's verse Genesis 1:28. And God blessed them and said, remember, the blessing is initiated by saying. You appropriate the blessing by saying. A benediction is what is said over you. Glory to God. A benediction is a blessing, what is spoken over you. Remember when Joseph brought his two sons, he brought his two sons before Isaac to bless them. Okay? He brought them before them and he laid his hands on them and he spoke over them. Jacob and Esau, they came before Isaac and he laid his hands and he spoke over them. And he declared over them. And so God blessed him. And God said, be fruitful. Because the word of God empowers you for success. God said, be fruitful and multiply. Replenish the earth. Put in it what it needs to have put in it. Subdue it. Take this world and make it work for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch this. Win with the hand you've been dealt with. Get there from here. Subdue it. Make it work for you. Glory. You got to, oh my God. You got to say, when you got the blessing of God on your life, I don't care where you started, you can get there from here. When you got the blessing of God on your life, he said he'll make a way in the desert. He'll make rivers in the wilderness. He'll take the high places and bring them down. He'll take valleys and exalt it. You can get to God's destination of prosperity for your life, even from where you are. If you recognize I'm a blessed somebody. Be fruitful, multiply, be planted, subdue it, make it work for you. Have dominion over the fish and the wild. He didn't have to fight for dominion. God said, you have it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Over every creeping thing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God gave you a thought over all the creeps? Everybody say, I got authority over all the creeps in the earth. Those verses from the New Living Translation, Genesis 1, 27, 28, says, so God created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, govern it, and govern it. Reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, and all the animals that scurry along the ground. Look at Genesis 5. Genesis 5th chapter, starting verse 1 and 2. It says, this is the book of the generations of Adam. I want to see God created man blessed. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them. He blessed them when? In the day he created them. When did God bless man? In the day he created them. And he called their name Adam in the day they created. In the day. So watch this. Man did not have to earn the blessing. Man did not have to grow into the blessing. He created them blessed. He had to just realize that he's blessed. He had to act like he was blessed. He had to take authority like he was blessed. He had to talk like he's blessed. In the day he was created, God blessed him. Now, when you get saved, when you get born again, I keep telling y'all this, when you get saved and get born again, God is taking you back to the beginning. So now there's a second Adam. The first Adam, as we're going to see here shortly, caused us to get the curse on us. The second Adam, Jesus Christ, obeyed God and caused the blessing to come on us. And so when we receive Jesus, we are, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, new creation, recreated. All things are passed away. All things become new. So the day you get born again, you are now blessed. In the day we were created, physically man was blessed. In the day you're recreated spiritually, you are blessed. Can somebody say, I'm a blessed somebody? You got to understand that. And if you're blessed, you're not cursed. The curse and the blessing cannot coexist in the same space. When the blessing comes in, the curse got to go out. When the curse comes in, the blessing goes out. You have a choice whether you're going to live under the blessing or live under the curse. And what stimulated this, I think in staff meeting the other day, we got to just talk about something. And Pastor Marcia was talking about some of our family dysfunction. And he said, and we got to start recognizing when you start seeing certain things show up in your family, you got to say that's remnants of the curse. That's remnants. That ain't supposed to be in my family. That's remnants of the curse. God's redeemed me from the curse, and I'm supposed to operate in the blessing. So certain things I'm not going to tolerate or perpetuate because that's remnants of the curse. And I'm not cursed. I'm blessed. I've been created a new creature in Christ Jesus. I've been transferred out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His dear Son. Are y'all understanding what I'm saying to you today so far? Like I told the folks on Wednesday night, you can always go to children's church. It's a little too deep for you. You can go to children's church. We can give it to you at your level. Or you can come on up and tune in here. So the curse entered the earth and negatively affected mankind as a result of man's disobedience to the word of God. The curse came about and still comes about. Still perpetuated as a result of man's disobedience to the word of God. The curse is a byproduct of sin. The curse. See, some people, they wanted, well, God cursed them. God put that on them. AIDS and different things. People wondered about, no, you need to understand. Certain things, it's inevitable. If you put your hand in fire, God ain't cursing you. When your hand get burned, fire is hot. It's one of the first things we teach kids that they learn. There are kids who can learn hot before they learn mama or papa. You tell them, say, hot, hot. They don't understand. They put their hand on there. They say, hot. Oh, quickly, they get a revelation. Certain things you got to realize, it's hot. God don't intend for you to put that in there. Speak, Lord. Let him that hath ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord says to the church. The Bible says certain things, you sin against your own body. And you reap in your flesh damnation. It's already hot. A lot of them decide they're going to go on hopefully they're declaring Psalm 91 on them, but they were going to, they decide they're going to go on to Rio and get in the boats and in that nasty water. And so a couple of them said, we make sure we keep our mouth closed. I mean, if you swim in water where there's sewage, you might get a disease. That ain't the judgment of God. Some stuff just nasty. That's all I'm going to say. It's nasty. It's hot. It causes diseases. It has nothing to do with the judgment of God. It's going against God's word. Now, y'all don't have to like that. It's the truth anyway. So the curse entered and negatively affected mankind as a result of man's disobedience to the word. The curse is a byproduct of sin. Look at 1 John 3 and 4. Let's see. Because we use these words in church. We know a lot of times we don't know what they mean. People always arguing, debating about what's sin. Well, is it a sin? Is it a sin? Is it a sin? Is it a sin? You shacking really a sin? Because we sleep together, but we ain't doing nothing. Well, what's the purpose? Is it a sin? What does God's word say? It's not a matter of whether everybody's doing it. It's what God's word says. It's not a matter of whether it's comfortable for you or easy for you. It's what God's word says. Amen. Look at 1 John 3 and 4. Whosoever committeth sin transgresses against the law. For sin is transgression of the law. And this law is talking generically. It's not talking about the law since Moses, the commandment. It's saying what God wants for us, what God said. He says sin is simply going against what God says. So if you want to know whether something's sin or not, you need to know what God says about it. That determines whether it's sin or not. Whether, watch this. And there are some things we call sin that God never said was sin. I mean, when I was coming along, they said everything was sin. I'm serious. Some of y'all, some of the stuff I'm getting ready to say right now, y'all gonna think I'm making this up. But there was a time in a particular church when you could dance, you could shout. You know, you go, whoo! But you couldn't do this. If you crossed your legs, that was sin. Because that was dancing if you crossed your legs. So when you dance, you had to dance up and down. If you and you know, today now we got sophisticated shouts. David, but there were some places you couldn't cross your legs. If you cross your legs, that was sin. When I come along, cards were sin. Now, all the same place, page now. I never learned how to play because I know it's sin. But playing cards was sin. Women wearing pants was sin. Told y'all when I was a teenager, the big thing back then was backgammon. And, you know, people used to hang before school, during lunch, during break, after school, everybody. And we used to all carry around, you know, these backgammon sets. I don't even remember how to play anymore. Okay? And so, I left a backgammon contest at school and went right to Bible study. And Mother Bailey said, oh, you got a new briefcase? I said, no, this is a backgammon set. She said, so what? I said, it's a backgammon set. I said, it's a game. I opened it up and it had dice. She said, get those dice out this church! Get those dice out this church! She said, I don't care if it's backgammon, side gambling, or front gambling. Gambling is sin. So, I mean, we came along, and so you got one extreme where people can't do nothing. Got the other extreme where we're trying to do everything. Let's get in the Word. Find what the Word say. Because it's not about you pleasing me. It's about do you please God. The Bible said, let everybody be fully persuaded in his own mind. He said, so sin is transgressing against God's law. New Living Translation, that verse says, everyone who sins is breaking God's law, for all sin is contrary to the law of God. So when we act contrary to the law of God, do things contrary to God's principles, it's sin, watch this, which stimulates the curse. Look at Genesis 2, verse 16 and 17. And the Lord God commanded man, and he told man, of every tree of the garden you can eat freely. You can freely eat. But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. Now, we know that that Satan got into the form of serpent, beguiled Eve and spoke to her and all that. And she ate of the forbidden banana. Okay. How many of y'all want to argue with me about the banana? I know y'all say apple. The Bible doesn't say apple. The Bible says fruit. So it could have been a banana. I can't prove it, but you can't prove me wrong. Because all the Bible says it was a forbidden fruit. Just like Jonah. The Bible didn't say he was in a whale. Say he was in a fish. Mm-hmm. You better need to read your Bible. That's everything Reb and tell you. All right? And so, ate of the forbidden fruit. And as a result of eating of the forbidden watermelon, now, some of y'all believe in watermelon because y'all like, some of y'all like, I'll backslide for a watermelon. Yes, I will. I'll backslide for a watermelon. Not a banana, but hell, I'll slap somebody with a watermelon. Sometimes we jump to conclusions too quick. So, they ate the forbidden watermelon, fruit, banana, and as a result of that, sin came upon the human race, right? Let's pick it up here in Genesis 3:16. And so God starts giving, he curses the serpent, and then he says to the woman, Genesis 3:16, and unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. Watch this. Sorrow in delivering, sorrow in conception is part of the curse. Now, I need you to understand this. As I start listing things today, I'm not pointing a finger at anybody. I'm not saying anything you did, not even necessarily your parents did. I'm saying it's in the earth realm because of Adam's sin. Y'all with me here? Sorrow and your conception. In sorrow, you're going to bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to your husband. And he shall rule over thee. One translation says this. Your desire will be for a man. Your desire will be to get your husband's attention. But he's just going to rule over you. So this whole thing of watch it, even a man are ruling over women. I'm not talking about leading. I'm ruling. It's different. One thing to lead, another thing to rule. Amen. This whole thing of ruling, this whole thing of fighting for power. Fight for the power in the home. That's the curse, y'all. Amen. Neediness on the part of a woman. Feeling like you are less than. You're not equal to if you don't have a man. Such to the degree that some of y'all have even bought into this thing of saying that a piece of man is better than no man. The Bible said people will be so desperate. It's prophesied in Isaiah. He said that there'll be seven women to one man. And women will say, I don't need anything from you. Just give me your name. I'll take care of myself. I don't need to give it. And y'all didn't say that neediness is part of the curse. And then he said, because you hearken to the voice of your wife. There's time a man listens to his wife. And it's time you need to listen to God despite what your wife said. He said, because in this case you listen to your wife and you're eating of the tree. I've commanded thee saying you shall, that I told you not to eat of. Curse is the ground for thy sake, which means the ground is cursed because of you. Stuff is going to be hard because of what you did. The ground is cursed for thy sake or because of you. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of thy life. God said, now you're going to eat, but it's going to be hard for you to eat. You're going to get, but it's going to be hard for you to get. You're going to have some money, but money ain't going to be easy to come by. All that's part of the curse. Y'all see this? Thorns and thistles shall you bring forth. He said, in sorrow you're going to eat of it all the days of your life. Yeah, that's working a job you don't like, making money you don't want, and being around people you can't stand. Look at somebody and say, that is the curse. And some of y'all in that situation. You think just because, well, you know, you got to make a living some kind of way. So you're on a job that does not line up with any of your gifts, your talents, your abilities. So it's a struggle. You hate the people you're around. You feel like this is not what you're naturally gifted for or called to. That is the curse. That's why often in this church I talk about the God kind of job. The God kind of job is enough to live, enough to give, and that is something that you enjoy doing. You know what the ultimate blessing is to be able to do something that you're gifted to do, that you would do it even if you wasn't paid for it. That's the blessing. So this thing of just struggling, you know, I got to get a job. I owe. So off to work I go. And then, you know, you work for somewhere 35 years and they give you a watch. And it ain't even Rolex. Somebody say the devil is a liar.
God's original intention for mankind was for man to live a blessed life with peace and prosperity. While the curse brings about confusion and discord, God's plan for salvation is to redeem his people. Dr. Herbert Bailey explains how the curse can be reversed from your life once and for all. Order today for your love gift of $20 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to rightdirection.info. Ask for No More Curse. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. please email your testimonies to praisereports@rightdirection.info, or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.